for you, what was the trigger that set us on this path? Or was there a particular trigger or motivation behind moving in that direction?
Well, I'm not sure there was a bright trigger, to use that phrase, but I think, as you may recall, I practiced law in the Quad Cities for 20 years before I joined the court, and that's the Illinois-Iowa border. And I always had cameras in the courtroom for, I don't know how many years now, but several years at the time. In our local media market, we had three basic, ABC, NBC, CBS. They all would occasionally cover trials in Scott County. That's the Davenport, Iowa area. And as a lawyer, I observed all kinds of trial coverage and never heard any problems from lawyers or judges with whom I spoke it from time to time. So I came out of that background where I had seen it, and lawyers, again, had never told me that they experienced any problems on the Iowa side, including lawyers who worked both sides, the Iowa courtroom and the Illinois courtroom. So that's where it really started in background. But then when I was campaigning, I don't know if it was in 98 or 99, I was in Galesburg at a radio station, and I don't remember the radio station, and I don't remember the reporter, but he asked me about when is the court going to allow cameras in the courtroom. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. Why would a radio person ask about cameras? Well, obviously, his interest was more than just cameras. It was the radio as well. But that's what got me started. And I told that gentleman at that time, I said, well, I relayed my experience in Iowa. So I said, you know, the way I view all rules of the Illinois Supreme Court is that there are rules that are there to make the court work well. And if they need to be reviewed and improved, whether it's that rule or any other rule, I told them I was going to be committed to that process. And then just to finish up the answer on that question, when I became the chief, at least the door was open for me to propose some initiatives, and that was the one I wanted to, among others, propose.
What persuaded the other justices to try it?
Yeah, I don't know. The honest, of course, it's the honest answer. We really didn't have a big debate over it, and everybody around the table was open to it, and without the full support of the court, I wouldn't have been able to proceed, but I did put it on the table, so to speak, and folks were open to the idea. There's, of course, individuals had different concerns and questions, but we didn't propose it just as a blank check. I mean, our press secretary, you know, Joe Tiber, he spent a lot of time researching and going through materials, not just from Iowa, because I did have the materials from Iowa, but he looked at other states. And I think the comparison, when we show the border states of Iowa, Wisconsin, and I think maybe Indiana to some degree at the time, and other places around the country, that probably was persuasive as much as anything to show that it had a record that worked well.
I currently serve as chair of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association Cameras and Mics in the Courts Committee, and I asked Justice Kilbride what purposes might lie behind the pilot program.
There's a couple of thoughts offhand. One is just the general idea of transparency to open up the courthouse, because not everyone is able to go down to a courthouse during a given day and see what's going on, and people obviously read about trials that take place, because news reporters, as you know, have covered trials for decades, for centuries. So it's to bring to the public what they really can't get that easily. And the other thing is really a sense, ideally and ultimately, is to inform the public better about how our court system works. It's sort of a civics lesson. It's not what people see when they tune into Law and Order on TV. It's much more boring, probably. But and that's why the public television stations and a few of the others, including WGN, that did a gavel-to-gavel coverage, I think it was WGN out of Kankakee, where somebody can see the mechanics of the case from selecting a jury to the verdict in the case from A to Z. That's really an education about our judicial court system. And I think it's in our own best interest to educate the public, to allow the public to look inside and see what's going on.
I asked Justice Kilbride what approach the court would take as the extended media coverage pilot progresses.
Well, right now, the approach we've taken during my term as chief is to let it evolve. And there are 23 circuits in the state plus Cook County that makes it the 24th, because Cook County doesn't have a number. All the other circuits have numbers. And right now, we're right at the midpoint with 12 circuits, but there's a 13th that has an application pending. It'll be approved, so we'll be above the 50% mark. So that's happened, and that's good. But again, it's just evolving, and I'm the chief through October 25th. On October 26th, we'll have a new chief. And as far as I know, and it's not up to the chief alone. I mean, I couldn't have done this without the support of my colleagues. And I think the process is there. I think everybody sees it going positively. So I'm predicting, if you will, that it's going to continue, at least in this status. But when it would change, I don't know.
That was Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court Thomas Kilbride. In late October, Justice Rita Garmon will take over as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And recently, Justice Garmon was quoted as saying she was pleased that her home circuit, the 6th, will now be participating in the media coverage pilot. This is Jim Grimes reporting.